This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hi there, Dave.
And we're joined by Warwick Mayor Scott Abedesian for an update about the city's city center development. Thanks for coming in, Mayor.
My pleasure.
Again, could you refresh in our minds what that term involves geographically?
Sure. It is the 95 acres directly across from TF Green State Airport. So it's everything from Post Road over to Route 5, just about 95 acres worth of land.
And how is that development coming in general? It did have a slowdown for a while.
It did. Then we started to see major pickup about a year and a half ago. Coastway Community Bank moved their corporate headquarters there, built a brand new facility there. Salve Regina University bring a satellite campus to that area. Ocean State Theater Company moved in. Obviously, they joined the Hilton Garden Inn and the Ironworks Tavern that were already in existence. And in recent weeks, we've announced a 120-room Hyatt Hotel to be built on the old D'Ambra asphalt plant.
The reason for that is the state has granted them a Rebuild Rhode Island tax credits. Is that right?
Correct. Mike D'Ambra has had the plan on the books for probably about 15 years. The Rebuild Rhode Island credits were very helpful, plus the city came forward as part of that. When the Commerce Corporation was reconfigured, they identified two parcels of land that they thought were really important for the future growth of the state's economy. That was City Center Warwick and the I-95 property in Providence. So there are certain incentives that were given to those two districts. Part of that process was that both communities had to come up with tax stabilization agreement for someone who's going to come in at projects over $5 million in both of those districts. So the city council unanimously approved our TSA. So dovetailing with what Commerce Rhode Island is doing, there, that was the incentive that allowed development to go forward. We expect in the next few weeks we'll hear from two other developers that are going to move forward in that district as well.
What's the length of the TSA and how has it graduated?
15 years, and you pay 1/15th of the tax the first year, 2/15ths the second, and you go up 1/15th per year until it's fully taxable property.
It looks like tax credits are the way to go now to attract development in communities. Some communities, including Warwick, didn't start out with that thinking.
Correct. We have never had a tax treaty in the city. The only exception to that was the international trade zone that was created at the old Asona building. That's the only agreement where they pay a portion of the taxes they normally would have. So this does represent a change in thought. And it wasn't until the state and the Rebuild Rhode Island tax credits were put into place that required local communities to also match it with the TSA that the thought process really changed in the city.
Now, you have some other sort of small and interesting news about that district as well, having to do with energy.
Right. We have two solar parks that are being created in the city. One is a portion of the old Leviton manufacturing site. We also have one that's right near where the new hotel will be built in Appanag. Again, landlocked property that really weren't able to use for any other purpose that will now have a pilot associated with it. And the net metering agreement will save the city energy costs in the future.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. We're speaking with Warwick Mayor Scott Abedesian. Does the city of Warwick have much interest in attracting manufacturing?
Manufacturing is slated for the Patuxent Industrial Park, which is on the northern end of the city, or at the Cranston Line. We have available space in there and have been showing a number of manufacturers that property as well. So that's in the mix. We haven't had much success lately in bringing in new manufacturing, but we did just recently show two parcels to one developer.
It would seem that TF Green Airport is the economic engine for the city center development.
Well, we have more hotel rooms than any other community in the state now. If you had told me that 15 years ago, I would have not believed you. But you can see the economic spinoff from TF Green. Remember, in the last year, we've brought direct service to Frankfurt on a seasonal basis. We have direct service to Cape Verde on a regular basis. And last week, we announced a service to the Azores. All of that adds to the fact that the development around the airport is really booming.
How about secondary businesses that would rely on airport customers?
Well, you can see the economic impact. Just look at the meal and beverage tax every month. And the amount of people who are traveling through there, either to drop people off, pick people up. The train station, even though the ridership isn't fantastic yet, it's really growing each year and it's much better than it was. So we see the ancillary uses all up and down Jefferson Boulevard as well. And so what we've been trying to look at is what are the things that people want for amenities in a district? and what will bring people there. So the renovation of the Pontiac Mills into residential property, we think, is a really good fit and will bring more people to the neighborhood and more people into that district. And that's a big win for us as well.
Now, you were talking about the district and you were talking about the trains. One of the future vision for the station is having Amtrak build a stop there. Is that progressing in any way?
Amtrak is really resistant at the moment, although Senators Reid and White House just put in another study to get Amtrak to look at Warwick Station as well. They're hesitant based on the stop in Providence, and they say that those two stops are too close together. We also think that there's a possibility, since we have MBTA service already and have started the discussions with Connecticut about, is there a possibility of getting commuter rail in a different form and not just on Amtrak? So if we could get Metro North up here, you would have a seamless, you'd have to switch from MBTA to Metro North, but it would still give you the commuter option to get to New York pretty quickly.
I know the Appanag section of Warwick has been undergoing a lot of road reconfiguring. How does economic development tie in with that, or does it?
We've had two complaints from local businesses about impact during the construction. We keep not only advertising that businesses are all open, but we think that the whole new Appanag circulator, moving 60,000 cars out of the way and allowing the one of the oldest villages in Rhode Island to be recaptured and to be recreated. Remember, you'll have angled on-street parking on Post Road in front of City Hall next year, and those 60,000 cars will move over to Veterans Memorial Drive, which will take you right down through the Old People Storage Building and out to 117 and Tollgate Road much more efficiently. You know, it's a 43-year-old traffic pattern that after 6 months they admitted was a total failure, and it took 42 and a half more years to fix it. What we're going to have as an end product is going to be fantastic to revitalize Appanag Village. And it really does dovetail, because you get the Pontiac Mills up the road, you get City Center on the side, you get a new main avenue. The infrastructure is really going to be there for good business development in the future.
Well, you were talking Main Avenue. You mentioned the city just opened the new Main Avenue.
Correct.
Because the old one has been shut down because of the extension of the airport. And so now that final phase, I assume it's the final phase of the work on the extension of the runway, can begin. Is that right?
Absolutely. And when Mark, if you know, again, 15 years ago, if you had told me that the relationship between the city and the airport would be as strong as it is today, I probably would have said that we were all crazy. However, the relationship really is very strong now. I think we've gone from being adversaries to trying to be partners in economic development, understanding that no one got everything that they wanted, but we have a product now that protected neighborhoods, allowed businesses to stay in business, kept as many residents in their homes as possible, and gives us the ability now to redevelop land that the airport had previously acquired, thinking that they were going to need for expansion. Remember, the original proposal said Airport Road, Post Road, and Main Avenue would all have to be realigned. So now we have an ability to look at compatible land uses to airport property that they previously thought they were going to need to pave over to allow businesses to move there and in there as well. And the first example of that is a new corporate headquarters of Enterprise Rent-A-Car. It won't be where you get your car, but it will be where their stock is. And that was where the old dome on Airport Road was. First ever payment in lieu of taxes agreement between the airport and the city. That's income-producing property for the city now, when it used to produce zero.
Okay, we'll have to leave things right there. We've been talking with Warwick Mayor Scott Abadesian on this Bottom Line. Thanks for coming in, Mayor.
My pleasure.
Thanks, as always, to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great to be here, Dave.
And I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.